From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Sales of existing homes fell in June to a three-month low. As NPR's John Itzde reports, even record-low mortgage rates aren't sparking sales.
Existing home sales dropped by 5.1% last month, according to the National Association of Realtors. Economists had expected an even sharper decline of around 8%. The end of the government's $8,000 home buyer's tax credit played a role in the erosion of sales. According to the report, there were nearly 4 million homes for sale at the end of June. That's the highest monthly supply in almost a year. Home sales are falling despite record low interest rates. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says this week the interest rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is averaging 4.56%. That's the lowest rate since the company began tracking the data in 1971. The rate on 15-year fixed-rate mortgages is 4%. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
Well, it's the biggest jump in new jobless claims since February. The Labor Department says new claims for unemployment benefits rose 37,000 to 464,000. Economists had expected a smaller hike. Financial analyst Hugh Johnson of Johnson Illington Advisors says the jump in claims last week is troubling, even though it was only 1 week.
Jobless claims, probably for any given week, are not important. But over time, they're very important because they're a leading indicator of employment conditions.
Just 2 weeks ago, jobless claims fell to the lowest level in nearly 2 years. President Obama expects to sign a bill today reinstating expired unemployment benefits for more than 2 million long-term jobless Americans. That's assuming the House passes the bill, which is nearly all observers expect. NPR's Paul Brown reports Senate passage of the bill has ended months of stalemate.
The jobless benefits will be retroactive. Democratic insistence on numerous items Republicans don't like has helped hold up the Senate bill, as has the key Republican objection crystallized by Senator John Kyle.
The extension likely would have passed weeks ago if Democrats had simply agreed to pay for it now by cutting other federal spending.
For Majority Leader Harry Reid, a final day of debate was just another delay.
Perhaps the overwhelming majority of Republicans think that since they've turned their backs on the unemployed for so many months, what's another few days?
Democrats say Republicans don't really care about the deficit or job creation because they want to continue tax cuts for wealthier Americans. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
And Wall Street is surging as investors largely write off those jobless claims and the drop in home sales on upbeat earnings from Caterpillar, 3M, UPS, and AT&T. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 186 points at 10,309. The Nasdaq is up 49 points. S&P 500 is up more than 2%, up 22 points at 1,092. This is NPR. Abnormal amounts of methane gas surged into the West Virginia coal mine the day an explosion killed 29 men April 5th. Massey Energy, which owns the mine, says an analysis of readings collected by federal investigators shows unusually high levels of the volatile gas in the upper Big Branch mine. Earlier, the company had said air samples taken shortly before the explosion didn't show high levels of explosive gases. Archbishop Desmond Tutu, rather, a statesman of South Africa's struggle to end apartheid, is stepping down from public life. As Vicky O'Harris tells us from Johannesburg, Tutu told a news conference in Cape Town he will retire in October when he turns 79.
Desmond Tutu, along with former President Nelson Mandela, is revered in South Africa for his long fight for racial justice. In 1984, he was recognized internationally for his work when he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Tutu later became the first black African to be named Archbishop of Cape Town. He used his pulpit as a platform in the struggle for peace and equality. When apartheid ended in 1994, President Mandela named Tutu to head the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which investigated human rights abuses. In recent years, Tutu has been active in his Peace Commission and his work for a university and the UN Commission on Genocide. Tutu told reporters it's time to slow down and sip tea with his wife. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
And oil prices are edging higher today. Benchmark crude for September delivery is up 47 cents right now at $77.03 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange, and that's in midday trading. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.